Hello, and welcome to The County, where we examine issues important to Baltimore County, Maryland. In honor of Black History Month, we are telling stories of barrier breakers, past and present. I'm your host, Mandy Remmel. First, we're going to Catonsville, back in the 1950s, when a small group of Black men changed the course of Baltimore history just by sitting in the operator's seat of a streetcar. It was a time when schools were still segregated and car ownership was becoming more widespread, but streetcars were still popular with commuters. Historian David Dittman recalls how he and his family would frequent them.
My brothers rode to school on the streetcar. They had a school token. So they'd walk to the end of the line down here and then ride this to Catonsville Elementary School.
During this time, many Black men worked for the Baltimore Transit Company as shopmen, cleaning and moving streetcars. That's where World War II veteran Burley Robert Sr. started and would soon make history.
In 1952, Baltimore Transit Company, seeing a trend, decided to elevate some of their shopmen to the position of streetcar motormen or operators.
Roberts became the first African-American streetcar operator in Baltimore, driving Route No. 8 from Catonsville to Towson. 100 additional Black operators were promoted after Roberts broke down that barrier, but they endured racial slurs and demeaning harassment.
It was not good. He was spat upon. People would throw money at him. And the abuse he endured, I couldn't personally take it, but I believe they chose him because of his personality, which would be likened to like Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers. They knew he could handle himself.
And handle himself he did. His three surviving daughters, now all in their 70s, say he would never miss a day of work.
Because he said he had to make sure he feeds his children and raise his children. But I had to hold back the tears because I knew what he went through. But regardless of what he went through, he kept striving. And he said he's going to make a point. And he did.
Roberts worked 43 years in Baltimore transportation before retiring. He passed away in 2001. With not a clue that 20 years later, his life and legacy would be celebrated with a mural on the very streetcar path he operated on. It all started when Catonsville Rails to Trails took over the number 8 streetcar path in 1996, clearing and paving it as part of their trail network. A year later, an Eagle Scout painted a 30-foot mural of the Catonsville streetcar junction circa 1950. Fast forward to 2021, Studio 33 artist Edward Williams helped refresh the mural, getting rid of graffiti and adding figures, including Robert's image behind the wheel of the streetcar.
It's just an honor to be able to, you know, go back to the history and honor somebody that had to deal with the problems that he had to deal with as a Black man in the 50s and 60s.
Maureen Sweeney Smith, vice president of Catonsville Rails to Trails, tried everything she could to reach the Roberts family to let them know.
And I had the obituary, so I had the names. And I went through Facebook and I went through White Pages, and I finally was able to come up with one Facebook page of a brother, but I never got an answer. So I kind of just gave up.
It wasn't until nearly 2 years later, in early 2023, when one of Roberts' granddaughters discovered the mural while she was doing research for Black History Month.
She got all excited and she sent out emails to all of our aunts, to the family. We were all excited about it.
They got Smith's number and gave her a call on February 1st.
I was actually on the trail when she called and she gave me her name and I said, I know who you are. And so I told her she wanted the directions and I said, oh no, we're going to give you a tour.
8 days later, Roberts' three surviving daughters, Barbara McGee, Sheila Roberts Lewis, and Diane Cupid, were out on the trail.
It just brought tears to my heart, and I just said, I wish that Dad was here to see it, but he's where God wants him at this time. But my children and grandchildren and their children and generations to come will be able to see about their great man in my life, Burley Robert.
Catonsville Rails to Trails is working to raise $3,000 to install a permanent wayside exhibit at the mural so people passing by can read about what Roberts did.
I think everybody needs to come down here and understand what this man went through. I think we're in a time where we're trying to dismiss that there are parts of our history that it's just not that pretty, and we need to deal with it.
If you'd like to visit the mural, the number 8 streetcar path runs from Dutton Avenue to Frederick Road, right next to Matthew's 1600 restaurant. From the past to the present, Baltimore County has so much to be proud of. And in Baltimore County government, we don't have to look far to find a trailblazer. In 2019, Stacey Rogers became the first African-American appointed to serve as the Baltimore County Administrative Officer. She is responsible for directing the county's day-to-day operations and providing oversight for the county's nearly $4 billion operating budget.
I'm thankful and just extremely honored to serve in this role, and I'm deeply honored to have had the county executive have faith in me to even appoint me initially in the job and then nominate me for a second term to work alongside him.
Rogers has more than 30 years' experience working with federal, state, and local government agencies and nonprofit organizations, including serving as the chief of staff for the Social Security Administration during the Obama administration.
That's one of my prize pictures that I'll have in my life is to stand with the president and the first lady and know that they were making history and to be a part of the first African-American president administration working in the Obama administration.
Her passion for service also extends beyond the workplace. Rogers contributes her time, resources, and talents to numerous faith and civic organizations. She hopes to inspire the next generation of committed public servants the same way that leaders, mentors, family members, and church members encouraged her.
As a leader, particularly an African-American female leader, it is so important that we set an example for the generations to come, not where we are at the present time, but who is coming behind us. So I believe that Dolly Parton's quote, "If your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader." And I am honored to say that many young people, particular young administrators, just starting out in their careers, or even students in my early career when I worked in higher ed, they have come back to me to say just that.
Her biggest piece of advice for young people, or what she refers to as emerging leaders, is to pursue your passion.
Because if you're passionate about the work you do, it's easy to do the work. Not only pursuing your passion, but never give up on your dreams and never allow anyone to cause you to give up on your dreams. Make sure that you speak truth to power, meaning if you believe firmly in something and you know it's the right thing, that you always do what is right and what is ethical, regardless of who is looking or not. What you do in front of folks is the same that you must do when there's nobody looking, because ethical standard is an ethical standard.
Rogers says in tough times, she also has something called a pick-me-up box. It's a collection of cards, letters, and notes that people have given her over the years that help reaffirm her worth and value.
And sometimes it brings tears to my eyes to know the impact that I've had. And so I have to remind myself, I know who I am. Many people know who I am and what I stand for. So when I'm challenged or derogatory things are said that are not true, then you have to let that go and stay focused on what you're doing.
Madam CAO, we thank you for your dedication to the people of Baltimore County and beyond. Thank you for listening to this episode of The County. Tune in next time.